Let's go.
Patrick in the chat room saying, why don't you put a pair of HomePods behind Dot like a set of mouse ears?
There you go. Patrick won the internet.
Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, we're here to discuss all of the new stuff that's gone on in Apple. Thank you for the emails that said it was nice to hear a positive Mac Show last week. We did try our hardest. It was lovely. We had a couple of emails, so thank you to those people who bothered to write in. It's awesome. Joining me to discuss the week in Apple, all the shiz that's gone on. Top left with new underlighting to get rid of his chins. Doc Rock.
That's what the beard was for, dude. Yeah,
same here. Same here. Patrick anyway, likes your hat, by the way. Cool hat.
Thank you. It's in Hawaii, if you may know, the shaka is our form of hello. So it's that with the H-I for Hawaii in the middle.
Good. Oh, it looks like, Knuckles, very clever. I can see it now and I can't unsee it. Bastard.
Moose Knuckles.
Didn't Hang Ten or somebody use that as a logo for a while?
Yeah, it was Hang Ten was a surfing company from Cali. Totally appropriate. But that's none of my business.
Okay, but it still hurts.
No, I'm joking, because I got the green background. It's like permit me.
Okay. Next to him, it's Adam. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, not too
bad. Doing all right.
So we've been testing our new system for dial-ins, and it's not bad, but I wouldn't have said it.
No.
We're closer to lip sync, but it does stutter and miss frames, which Skype doesn't. It just does the frames. It just does it without the lip sync. So.
Yeah, the audio is really good. I think
it's lovely.
Video, they've got some work to do.
Yeah. If you're, for those of you that are sitting thinking, gosh, that's luscious audio from everyone, we're on Discord app. There we go. And it's we had horror visions, but Adam did a little test with me on Tuesday. Then we did a proper test last night before we did the big show, and it worked smoothly. And fortunately, it's working really smoothly at the minute, which is worrying, really worrying.
Yeah, don't say anything. Shh.
No, it is. It's a statement of fact. It's okay at the moment. It might not be in the next moment, but it is right now. Next to him, getting on well with his monastic duties and a mouthful of red wine, I'm sure. It's it's Will Green. How you doing, mate?
Hello, Will Chap.
Are you at the
very well.
The communion wine?
Yes, he totally is, yes.
I have had
a great day.
Oh, really? What's happening?
Yeah.
Well, I won't go into it, but all I'm going to say is I've had a great day, and I'm in a really good mood.
Oh, awesome, mate.
Which might be good or bad for your particular podcast. I don't know.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure there's days where you will be able to be fine.
Yeah.
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 Did it involve
you'll be at home. Stimulation. Yeah. Don't forget to say blood of Christ and body of Christ before you drink the next wine, mate. Otherwise, the abbot
it does look very sort of chapel-like, doesn't it?
The abbot will discipline you.
This is one of my favourite. This is Mr. Happy Man.
As only a Catholic priest can. Go on.
There we go. So.
And that's you today.
Yeah, I am Mr. Happy Man.
That's you, that is.
He's awesome.
Awesome. Stay happy, dude. Well done. And last but by no means least, in the south of France, to Zavayun residence, James Ricard.
Ah, bonjour, bonjour, or should I say bonsoir at this time of night? Very well. I'm loving the Discord. It's fabulous. It's nice to be using something a little bit different for a change.
Yeah.
Everything's great, mate. Brilliant week. I've removed a wardrobe out of the house. That's been here since 1942, I think. So that's now in pieces on the lawn outside, which means my son's bedroom looks really big.
It must be crap if the Germans left it.
Mate, they did. If you'd have seen it, I think it was hand-built by the grandfather of the person we bought the house from. And it is heavy. It comes in about 81 pieces. It's a bit like IKEA pre-war. But I'll tell you what.
You got tired of your son running off to Narnia, I guess.
That's exactly what I just said.
Did you just say that? I just missed it.
Yeah. I was like, did it lead to Narnia? And so, yeah, we had the same idea.
OCD.
Is it a dead thing now? Have you chopped it up or something?
No, no, believe it or not, it's a really amazing that they managed to build this thing, but it comes in so many pieces, but only held together by four bolts. It's absolutely unbelievable. And it took, obviously, me and Sam to move it out of the house. It's heavy. I mean, if I burn that wood, it'll keep us going for a few days, but I'm not going to. I'm preserved it in the barn. So. But yeah, good day.
All right, so you've taken a wardrobe you didn't want to pieces and just left it in a barn.
Well, it's huge, and it takes up half my son's bedroom. So we're renovating his bedroom. It's been we renovated the whole house, and old Sam, his room's been the same since we moved in this time last year.
So in 20 years, when you're not there, someone's going to find it in the barn and goes, "Where's the frigging screws, you bastard?" I wouldn't mind. He only had to keep four in an envelope pinned to the fireplace, but no.
I'm sure by then, and they 3D print them in 20 years' time, I don't know.
They'll have moved on by then. They'll use batteries instead. The week in Apple, all the shiz that's gone on, hands up, right, chat room included, if you've bought yourself a HomePod, because HomePod was available today for purchase if you so really wanted to, and it's $349, £319 in the UK. And if you want two Sonos Play Ones enabled for Alexa, then that's £319 as well on Amazon. So let me have a think about that. But not that I'm I'm not prejudging. But there we go.
Be careful. Was it the Play Ones that were on sale or the Ones? It's the Ones, right, with Alexa, the new ones.
Yeah, Play One. The One.
No.
The One.
Right? There's the Play Ones, which is the old thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Without Alexa.
Yeah.
And then there's the Ones.
I thought they were still called Play One, the new one.
No, they've got Sonos Play and the Play One, isn't it, I believe?
Yeah.
Right.
They rebranded it. It's really weird. Yeah. It's confusing.
So, James, you bought one?
Yeah, I think the delivery, I think at the moment it's shown 9th of February, the delivery. So I probably will get it shipped over to here around about then, hopefully.
Might come before your iPhone 10. Battery charger thing.
Oh, yes, from last week.
I was so pissed I forgot about that. I wasn't so pissed either, but
I thought you were just joking anyway.
No, I bought it. I looked at my email to follow me on. I'm like, why have I bought that? I don't own an iPhone 10. Oh, yeah, I said I'd buy it for James. Shit.
Oh, bless you.
So there we go, it's coming up. Doc, have you ordered one?
I'm thinking about it, but... Right now, I'm doing upgrades to the studio.
If Doc's thinking about it, then it's not worth it.
I'm not gonna say it's not worth it until I try it. Like, I'm never stuck only on price. Price doesn't do anything for me. The ecosystem is important to me, and I really like the self-shaping sound. Like, it'll adjust the sound. But I know, honestly, and this is something that Apple maybe didn't think all the way through about. I want to say 60% of the population doesn't have the ears to say discern whether this is great quality sound or not quality sound. That's because it hasn't been a thing for a while for people. MP3s kind of was the beginning of that. And then, you know, personal listening devices was the second part of it. I'm still a tube amp guy. I'm not going to pick the camera up, but the tube amp is right there. You know, like I like clean, good sounding audio. And I know based off the history with the big white brick, it should sound pretty amazing. And I like the idea that it can shape sound according to, you know, tuning it when it's sitting in the corner or more out in front. So I would love to check that out, but I got priorities right now.
Yeah. Adam, you ordered. Adam's ordered. Definitely.
For just yes, I've ordered one.
Would you be buying it? Because we had Jeff Gamet on the big show last night, and he's ordered his. But he says he's not convinced he's going to keep it. He thinks he might be sending it back within 14 days.
Oh, really? I mean, I'll keep it because I don't think, especially considering the fact that Apple is holding back some features at launch, that I can properly sort of review it or analyze it in just 2 weeks. You know, you kind of have to. It's the kind of product, especially with the Siri integration and stuff, that I think. Yeah, you could do an initial review and sort of opinion on it, but you know, I need to do a longer term thing too. Sort of like the same thing I did when I tried out the iPhone Plus model and realized it really wasn't for me. But I don't know. I don't like to, I like to make an initial assessment, but then also, you know, a lot of times these things get better over time. I mean, I don't even think like the Echo when it first came out was as good as it is today. Right. So, yeah, I mean, and the reality is that what, if I didn't have the show, I don't know that I would be ordering one only because I have plenty of speakers around the house right now. And I really don't need new ones. I've got my Sonos. I've got, you know, a really nice pair of audio engines here in the office that I use and work fine. So, you know, it's really, in a lot of ways, it's more about getting it for the show. I'm going to enjoy the heck out of it, I know. But, you know, so it's a good excuse to be able to get one. But if it was really just spending my own money, I would probably take a wait-and-see approach.
Mm. Will, would you be getting one?
Yeah, I got two of them.
No. So I'm just saying, money no object. Would you be getting one?
Would I get one?
You're an audiophile. Yeah, of course. You're an audiophile, so you'd appreciate it. So I'm just wondering whether you would get one if you wanted to.
Yeah, I totally would. But when it comes to audio, I prefer more. Retro stuff. I would prefer to put my money into a nice pair of wooden cabinets that's connected to a 70s stereo and put a vinyl on the top. I mean, as all good as it is,
that's coming later.
Can I tell you a sad story about sausages?
Okay. As long as they don't set James's dogs off again. Just want to clarify for those on audio, when Will said my opinion is and there was a barking noise, that wasn't Will's opinion. But carry on.
It's so like most people, we're all a bit strapped for cash. I was really happy that I got some sausages. And then, you know, like they're almost at the sell-by date, or they were at the sell-by date. So I cooked them and I put them through baked beans and it was brilliant. But then I forgot to take them out of the oven. And they were... I've only just, like an hour ago, I took them out of the oven and they were black as cinder. And I, you know, I could use them as crayons or something like that. But,
How much did you save buying them?
Well, called by the look of it. Because I've just got a selection of black sausages that are like a pro. You could snap them. They're that burnt. And they smell as well.
Total cooking time on those?
Probably about 2 hours, I think.
Gas mark, just in case anyone wants to replicate, gas mark.
Oh, well, it started to take ages to cook. So I whacked it up to the full. I did the full thingy, I don't know what the electric setting is. And then left it. Forget about it. And the funny thing is, I thought, well, there's a lot of smoke coming from the kitchen door. And I went in there and I thought, well, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm sure I've turned the oven off and I didn't check.
I'm going to have an heart attack in a minute. He's got to stop. I swear.
You would know.
Sorry, I don't know. If you want to do a competition, Ewan, to win a sausage, one of my sausages that I've made, you can do it.
Well, probably sounding based on the density, I couldn't afford the postage.
We can get like one of those. Jim, can I borrow your drone and we can sort of drop them off from the air like Amazon do? Yeah. Something like that.
See, this is how we're going to get the Me Too tag because we're trying to make people win greeny sausages.
Oh, no.
Well, I think that'd be fun if Jim could lend me his drone, and then we can just fly him in. Or you just send me the your address, and I can post them through your letterbox, or break into your neighbours and chuck them over the fence to yours. That type of thing.
What's the what's the range on that drone, James? Does it do pick up as well?
I think it's not going to get there. Which I think is a good idea. Oh, God. Oh, God, I can't take it.
Hello, Joseph. Welcome. If you had a home pod, you could have set a Siri reminder to check your sausages, you see. There's Deepan in the chat room.
Yeah, but only on your reminder list, not anybody else's in the house.
There isn't anyone else in the house, but you could have done it with your phone, actually, now that you think about it. But
Well, one of the things I was disappointed that a rumor that was surrounding the HomePod before Apple finally announced it was that they may have enough intelligence in there to support multiple users in a house, and that's not there. I'm hoping that's something that's still being considered because I think it's sort of critical. At this point, it has some other nice features about detecting when you're at home and when you're not at home so that people can't, when you're not there, set off certain functionality. So like, people adding stuff to your calendar, you know, when you're not at home, that sort of thing.
Which defies the sharing statement that you've just made.
What?
Which defies the sharing statement that you've just made. Cause one of the things that my wife can do is ask Gertrude, where's Ewan today? Or what's the appointments for today?
Well, I don't know. Again, I don't know all of the functionality because this is all rumors and people talking about stuff before it's actually in people's hands. But it has some sort of privacy features for protecting some of your data when you're not at home. I don't know and I think it's all settings stuff. So you can choose sort of how it works. But, you know, the idea being that if you have roommates or something like that, they can't start messing with all your stuff when you're not there.
No fun.
That sort of thing. So, you know, again, it's a security privacy sort of feature. I don't fully understand how it works, but there is some sort of detection of, are you on, you know, are you here on the network, and the how it behaves changes depending upon whether you're there or not there, supposedly.
I must confess that I was reading Jeff Gamet's piece a couple of days ago in the Mac Observer where he was talking about what it will have. And he put a line in there that about it will enable Siri's advanced features. And I literally spat coffee onto the monitor.
I read about what Andrew was saying about the fact it wouldn't have your contacts or calendar if you weren't in the house at the time. And I actually thought, what a stroke of genius that is, that if somebody did happen to burgle your house, just find out when you'd be coming back. Just check his diary. When's he due back? Always on a holiday for the next 3 days. Great. I may as well put my feet up, have a good look around while I'm here.
Your house has never been burgled, obviously, James, has it? Because they don't give a shit about checking your location. They're in, they take everything that's not nailed down, out the front door, into the back of a van, and it's gone. They haven't got time to sit there and go, Siri, when can I come back and finish the job? They don't give a shit.
But what I'm saying is, somebody's obviously sat there and thought about it and thought, wow, imagine if you leave the house, does that information go away with you?
I hope Apple sacked them, because that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's a great idea.
A burglar is going to sit there and go, when's the person who owns this place coming back? And Siri's A, not going to pick up that it's not the person, and B, they're not going to actually do that. They're never going to sit there and check shit. Oh, hang on, let me get my diary out and see what, oh no, I'm burgling. Hang on, I'm burgling the Smiths on Friday. I can't come back.
I think it's more, you know, like your flatmate adding a prostate exam appointment to your calendar and having it pop up while you're, you know, on a date or something like that.
That's more like, that's what it should be allowing you to do. Like, I had a photographer come the other night and he said, so I switched the white room on. I just say, Gertrude, switch the white room on, and it comes on. And all the lights for the backdrop come on and the heater starts for the model and that kind of stuff. And he's like, oh, that's really cool. How do you do that? I said, this thing here. And he went, what can you do? I said, you can do anything you like. You can control stuff. You got smart plugs. I said, you can even order off Amazon. He said, what do you mean? I said, so have you got any, Gertrude, have you got any toilet rolls? I've got these. Would you like me to order them? I went, no, I don't. And he just immediately went, Alexa, have you got any condoms? And it was like, what? No, Alexa, cancel. Alexa, cancel.
Yes, order them. Order, please.
Yeah.
Order.
No, because that's everyone who's listening just had an order as well now, that they've got to explain away to their missus. So, there we go.
Oh,
plus also as well, there's a good point here in the chat room. Bob Beach has made. Deep has made. When he gets into your gaff, James, he's going to have to go, bonjour, où est James? Hola, bonjour Siri. Hola, Uwe James to reply.
I do have to share a Siri. You and you're going to love this. A Siri story that happened to me. So I think I've mentioned, and few people have emailed me ever since iOS 11, and I don't know if it's the 10 or 11 or whatever. Siri has not been working for me at all. If there's any kind of audio playing, so if I'm in the car and I've got audio playing, I have to actually, you know, hit the button or hold the button or whatever. I have to physically activate Siri. I cannot use the Hola Siri thing, which has been infinitely frustrating. And it's something that I hope gets fixed at some point. But anyway, that's not this story. So this story is then the other night at dinner, I said something and I hear Siri clear across the room responding perfectly fine, but she's like 20 feet away. It's like, that has never happened before either. That is weird.
That's progress for you, mate. It's like, actually, Siri is like Skype. When was the last time they updated Siri and you said that's better?
Maybe never. A little bit.
No, 'cause it was always shit.
Maybe a little bit. With. I don't know. Again, I don't know. This just happened recently, so I don't know if this is an enhancement for the HomePod that just worked its way onto my iPhone. I have no idea.
Apple Care Plus for the HomePod is going to cost you $40.
Or £39 if you're in the UK.
Yeah. Trying to figure out why you would need it.
Yeah, that's my thought on that subject, because it's like, well, okay, 10% of the value of the item is about right, I suppose, for an insurance thing with this now, based on other things that Apple do. But you're not taking this out and about. It's only going to get nicked, and then that'll be on your house insurance anyway.
It's can't knock it over into the aquarium.
Well, yeah, but 2 year
maybe, yeah.
2 year warranty in the UK anyway on electronics. So you've only got 1 year to cover thereafter. Plus your household insurance will cover it.
The only thing I can think of is it does have the OLED display. So I guess if that goes out after, I mean, here it's only a year. So if that goes out after the first year, you're kind of down on that one, but. Yeah, the accidental damage thing. It's like, well, I guess if you knock it off a shelf, maybe if you play it so loud, it vibrates itself off a shelf. I don't know.
I don't think it'd do that. But, you know, I think part of it is people here have gotten really accustomed to buying extended warranties. You guys, not so much, because your laws kind of eliminate from like holding people over the barrel for it. Also, people here have stopped beating their kids. So like when I was growing up, you just didn't run in the living room. So that accident would never happen. But now, I mean, you go to the store, kids are climbing over the displays and whatnot. And their parents are giggling. So when I was at the Apple store, I used to tell people kids off all the time, hey, sit your ass down and wait till we finish with dad's computer. They'd be running laps in the Apple store. I'm like, man, I would have got my skin peeled for you know, it was just not a thing that you did. So maybe they're just doing it as a precaution, because if you didn't have it available, someone's kid knocked it down and jacked it up, and they'd be like, okay, it's another $350. Then people would have a cow. At least now they give an option to let you set yourself.
Parents just let them get it out in the shops now, so they're not like it when they get home.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It used to be so frustrating to me. And little kids just dropping F-bombs in the store, like, to their parents at 4 or 5. I was like, man, no. I was 40 if I dropped the F-bomb to my mom. She'd punch my teeth through the back of my neck.
Yeah, no. Carrots.
My God, you definitely wouldn't curse in my ass. There's 5 of us. 5 boys. Imagine that.
And a mother that ruled the roost.
God, absolutely. God bless her heart.
Will's been called through to Cloisters for evening song. So it'll be back in. Oh, here he is. He's ready.
Are they going to check on the sausages? I thought.
Yeah.
Too late.
That sausages.
He's sitting on the floor like a hippie while we do this.
Dead, sir. Early hands-on reviews are calling the Siri experience seamless on HomePod.
Wow. I've not had a chance to read any reviews yet. Is that true?
Yeah, and audio quality feels like you're at a live performance. So the brown noses are out in force. I did notice that Bob posted it in the Slack room. The Cult of Mac review is Rene Ritchie level brown nosing. It's pretty horrific.
Well, I think now the funny thing is he has set a standard for that, so now other people are copying it. But just reading specs, just looking at specs and looking at the design breakup, the Siri quality should be flawless almost because of the amount of microphones and whatnot and that it has on the top. So if you count for the amount of microphones versus talking into your phone or your watch, you know, with the phone has what, 3 microphones or 4, and the watch has a little tiny one. Watch experience is pretty good. So you take the watch experience and move it to the speaker. But I think it's 7 microphones.
Six mics.
Is it 6? Mm. Yeah. So with 6 mics, I mean, it makes sense. It should work like that. Matter of fact, I will be, if I'm reviewing it, I would be more picky to it with its more microphones than say my watch or my phone. So 2 things about slagging off Siri. One of it is definitely the hardware should make it better. But the other part is most people give up on Siri before they give it a chance for Siri to train itself properly. You know, and now that I've...
We're a few years in here, mate.
No, now that I use my watch so much to talk to Siri, my watch Siri is almost flawless. My phone Siri, that bitch comes to work drunk. It just doesn't work. But my watch is like pretty flawless.
Yeah, no, not great.
I don't like the icon. You know, on your Mac, when you look across the top, everything is sort of gray and the icons are all black. Yeah. And you got this horrible Siri icon, which is like, it's circular with...
A marble.
Yeah, it's rancid. I don't like it at all. I find it very irritating.
You can fix that, right?
You know, when you're on your iPhone and you press the home button to go to the home screen, but then if you leave your thumb too long on the home button, then lemon Siri pops up again. I find it irritating. I wish they'd kill it off. It's a pain in the ass.
So you go into control panel and you click on Siri. And at the bottom of that menu, there's a little blue checkbox, SHOWSIRIINMENUBAR. Uncheck it. You don't have to look at it.
But there won't be anything there at all then, will there?
Yeah, so you double-click the function button to activate it, or you say her name out loud to activate it. Like, if you don't like the menu, check it. You also can just go into the contents folder and change the PNG to black and white. Not like... What was that, Res Edit? Not Res Edit, that's the... What was it called back in the...
Yeah, no, that's what it was called.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you don't have to Res Edit anymore. You literally can just go right into the resources folder, find the image, double-click it, open it up in preview, turn the thing to black and white, save, close. It's a none.
Deep Pan has confessed that the consistency in Siri is good because it's consistent. Terrible.
But I don't know, I might be talking out of turn, or maybe I'm on my own, but I find the whole sort of voice-activated, what do they call them, home companions, I think, or something.
Home assistants,
bloody irritating.
You lying little bitch. You loved the Amazon when you were staying with us, the Echo.
It was all right. I mean, you know, I was only trying to keep...
Oh, now you're backpedaling, man.
I wouldn't buy one. Let's put it like that. I wouldn't buy one because you used it when I was talking with you. You used it to tie your eggs, and that was about it. Siri set the timer to 3 minutes, and that was about all he used it for. Will you deny that, or will you accept it?
I deny that because I woke up this morning, sat at the breakfast table, and said, "Gertrude, switch on the studio radiators," and they were on when I got here. And I switch the lights on and off, and I switch the white room on and off, and I do loads of stuff with it. And my parents now use it. I've got them 3 little, 5 little sockets, and they're well into it. They use it loads. And if they want to know where I am, because it's one of my echoes, they can say, "What are the appointments today? What are the appointments for this week?" And they will get everywhere that I am that week. So they know where I am. They need to call me.
Is this all a good thing though? I mean,
Yes, it definitely is, because my parents are both 86 and they want to know whether they can call me when they've fallen over or not.
Well, that's good. I can see that.
I want a big shout out because there's a guy called Spencer at like a business network group that I'm at, And his firm does like building work and that kind of thing. I got a call from my dad saying my mum had fallen down a crappy old step that was out the back of the house that he built 30 years ago. I rang this guy up and he had a bloke there the following day measuring it up. And by that afternoon, there was a complete brand new set of steps with handrails so that they didn't fall down.
Wow. The back door.
Really, really cool.
When you find that really is good.
Yes. I was going to ask something else and I've forgotten now what it was. But never mind. The iPhone SE 2 that they're saying might be coming will be coming with wireless charging in May or June. And I can't see Apple releasing a phone in May or June. It's a solid September event. Why do they expand it in the middle of the year? They don't.
Because it's the SE.
I don't see that they will. I just don't. They don't find that a logic at all.
Well, when the SE came out previously, it was in the middle of the year.
Was it?
It didn't make sense then.
Okay, so if you Googled when was the iPhone SE launched, it'll come out with middle of the year.
Cool.
But it's going to come through with wireless charging, and I don't see that either. Because why would they do that and not have done it in or they're just doing it in everything there?
Yeah. It's just the new feature going forward because people want wireless charging.
Okay. I'm wrong then. All right.
I kind of actually don't buy that they're going to put wireless charging in it, to be honest.
This elephant will be remembering this conversation until June, I promise you. Mm-hmm. We've had some reviews, by the way. Thank you to those people who bothered to write reviews. It's absolutely lovely. We haven't had any for a while, and there's been a whole glut of them come in the last couple of months. So, first one's from Mr. Lloyd. He says, I've been a Mac Show listener for just over 2 years and loved every minute of it. It's fantastic. The topics are interesting and usually include arguments from both sides with the guests and presenter happy to play devil's advocate. See, someone who's listening. Thank you. To give a balanced argument. I often find myself taking sides in a lighthearted, constructive, yet occasionally heated discussions. Everything you'd want from a tech podcast. Keep up the great work. Everyone at BTN, you're all a credit to the podcasting community. Kind regards, Toby. Tonza says, do you like Apple stuff and do you have a sense of humor? In fact, scrub that. Even if you don't like Apple stuff but have a passing interest in tech and want to hear a discussion about it between a collective of knowledgeable, thus boys, hey.
I'm not sure about that.
Engaging, irreverent, that's you, Will, characters, then you must give this a whirl. I have the audio one on as a fixture in the car, but I must catch the video stream and get into the Slack room and join the madness. I'm not telling you anything else about it. You better subscribe. Dude Man says, thanks. Really enjoyed the podcast. Cheers. Dunblane Rob says, well done to you and the superb team for another great year. Informative and fun as always. Simply the best map in the world. And Terry has put down, I can't wait to watch it each week. The guests are fun and entertaining. Greeny is like saying more cowbell. You just can't have too much of him.
Greeny's like a cowbell. Nice.
No, more cowbell.
In other words, they want more of you.
More cowbell.
More Greeny. More Greeny.
Only you would take that as an insult, Greeny.
But I've never been compared to a cowbell before. What on earth does that mean?
Deep Pan's put in.
Live reference.
Deep Pan's put in. No review from Tim Cook yet or Johnny Ive, because if they're listeners, they bloody should. Yes, you should, boys. You should be listening to us. I'm putting it in. And I've had a request from Patrick Quirk as well, because he knows that Tim listens to this. And he said we need manual control of the sync between iCloud to the Mac. And I agree with him entirely. There's tons of shit that's on my Mac I don't need, but I do want to keep it in the cloud just as a backup. And it's not even that important as a backup, but it still keeps it on my Mac for some reason. It does an all right job on some things, but then other things it's not so hot. So a manual sync option in the iCloud setting would be absolutely fantastic. Cheers, mate. Anyone else want that?
Do you guys use that documents in the cloud, the whole where it puts your documents folder into the cloud and your desktop folder into the cloud?
I've done everything. Yeah. I've got loads of stuff up there. I've got video. I've got all of the stock video and audio that I've ever bought in cloud. And it keeps it on my MacBook as well, which I don't want. I want it in the cloud. And I only want to pull it down, listen to what I want to keep and use, and then put it all back up in the cloud myself afterwards.
Really?
Yeah, no, I love it. I'd rather have something where I could download, listen, and then put it all back and just say, no, just keep it in the cloud now and delete it.
Yeah, because once you download it, there's not an easy way to tell that, okay, I'm done with this, put it back.
Exactly.
Because I use documents in the cloud. Similarly, I've 86 Dropbox and, upgraded the iCloud to the bigger space. And I agree with you. And like, there's certain times where I want to bring something down and, mess with it, use it. I'm done. I want to go back. It doesn't. So you almost have to move it to another drive, let it stay marinated for, a couple of days or so, and then move it back, and then it'll put it away. But yeah, there's no easy way to force it back. So I wish we had some menu selection or like Dropbox, but I finally just 86 Dropbox because somehow they accidentally killed all of my stuff. And I didn't figure it out till it was past the 30 days. So I couldn't put it back easily. So the only thing I would have been able to do is to come from my backup, put it back in the Dropbox folder, let it all go back up. And I don't have space on the hard drive for that.
Adam's gone. He's so pissed off at you, James. He's back.
Trying to fix my settings.
Right, don't try and fix your settings. Just hang on a second. Right, I've got this amazing thing. Here we go. Yeah, I've got an amazing thing. I've got the volume control on screen. I'll just turn you down a little bit. There you go. Right now.
Well, I'm setting.
There you go. How's that? You've gone all stuttery now, though. I've been pulling that down, and because it's got those little lines, right? I think I'm turning the volume down, and I'm not, and I'm just turning down the wireless. Get less bandwidth. I've got my iCloud drive in the Finder, and I just drag stuff in there, says Deepan. What about an automator folder action to move stuff straight to the cloud, potentially? Yeah, good idea. But I just what I want is, like Doc says there, I've got a I want a piece of music, and I want to find it. I'd love to be able to do a quick play from it without totally downloading it. So I can just hear the first few bars and then go, no, that's not it. That's not it. And then when I do find it, just yank it down, use it for what I want, and then send it back up again. So that would be far, far better. So Tim, get on it, please. Manual controllable sync for iCloud on the Mac. Job sheet ordered. Apple is accelerating efforts in the self-driving catch up. I think cars are a waste of time.
Me too. Going back, cars and these sort of home pod things.
Waste of bloody time. All right, just stop going on about the home thing because you loved it when it was out. Ellis.
Will love the Echo. Hold on.
Yeah, he did. See, did you hear that? Yeah, he did.
Shut up.
Anyway, go back to the, just stick to the cars, Will. Stick to something you don't know about. Go on.
The car thing, I don't know. It's going to come, isn't it? Self-drive stuff. What do you think? I mean...
I don't think it is.
You don't think it's going to come?
No, I don't think it's going to come at all today. And it was interesting that the reason I'm thinking this is twofold. Number one, there was a bloke rammed into a fire truck on a highway, wasn't it, this week in California?
Oh, yes, it did, yeah. Re-ended it.
Yeah, completely smashed it, and it was on autopilot at the time, and it was pointless. It didn't see it at all. And I've also had a watch of a couple of road raid videos this morning, one of which was really ticking. If you look at those, you've got people who are aggressive, and they're going to be aggressive towards a car if they think that it's cut it up, and then the car's never going to have any concept of taking evasive action to someone who's pulled out or deliberately trying to cut them up and that kind of stuff. Whereas on these videos, a lot of the drivers were taking avoiding action and avoiding a contact. And that's what I think is going to be the thing that kills it. I don't see automated cars in my lifetime. I might be dead next week, which means I'll be right. But
we had it
in anyone's lifetime here. I don't see self-driving cars being on the public highway permanently and ubiquitous.
We had a drunk guy here who got pulled over and said it was okay because his car was on autopilot. He had passed out.
Fair enough. Shit. Fair play to the man.
There you go. That's a good excuse.
Actually brilliant. There's a place called the Griffin Pub around the corner here, and there used to be an old boy used to drink in there. I'm going back to when I was in my early 20s. And he used to come in a horse and cart. He was a lived at one of the farms, and he used to come out absolutely smashed. And he never even made a pretense of it and sat in the front and controlled the horse. He used to just get in the back and lay down in the cart, and the horse would go home. That was it. Every night.
That's brilliant.
Could they get him, or was he okay?
No, they never did anything. The horse used to just take him home, and that was it. The horse was like it was a cob, I think. It was like a big old, it wasn't a shire or anything like that, but it had fluffy hooves and brown and white. He never made any pretense that he was driving it. He used to get in the back. That was it. Horse would bring him home.
Fair play to the man.
There's nothing wrong with your audio, Adam. Don't worry about it.
I would like to do that just to leave the club with a horse. Because, like, you know, it's a modern EDM club. We got flashing lights, strobe, and whole nine. After I walk out all slinky and have a Palomino run around the corner, jump up on my horse and take off. It'd be kind of awesome.
What's that bloody Irish band that's got a horse inside? I have a horse inside.
Jesus.
I need to find the link for that. I need to find the Rubber Bandits. That was it. The Rubber Bandits, Horse Inside. You've got to go and look at that on YouTube. It's an absolutely cracking video. You'll love it. Bob Beach agrees with me. Yeah. See, even if I called him an OC Git last night, OC to Git. Fully self-driving cars are much further away than people commonly assume, I think. So, totally right.
I think Tesla are doing a good service for us because obviously he's got the money. He's putting it out there. He's producing some amazing looking cars. I don't know how they drive, but I've sat in the front seat of a Tesla.
Tesla's lovely.
And done 0-60 in about, 3 seconds, and he took my brains out of the back of my head. It was the most exhilarating experience I've probably ever had, and I hate roller coasters. me too. The Tesla was lovely. I think Elon Musk is doing a good job by, you know, producing these cars and making the market take notice of that whole vehicle. Idea of being electric, but obviously all the big boys are catching up now. We've got, you know, Mercedes and BMW pushing out cars, and these guys have been doing it for years. So I'm more excited now about what the other rest of the market's doing.
As long as you've got stories of them crashing in the news, you will never get them on the public highway. Never.
Yeah. The only thing I find funny about that, and I get why people do it, because we have more and more fear of what's out of our control. The natural human experience, but if people can't drive without crashing shit, the computer would do a better job at it no matter what we say. Arrogantly don't want to believe that, but they'll do a better job at it. So some lad rear-ended somebody.
I think they will in normal traffic.
So okay, well, two things that are going to matter, and this is going to be where the problem comes from. I wash my car religiously. It's a thing. I grew up with that. It's in my system. I got a friend of mine who has the car that has the automatic parking thing. And then I'm like, well, why don't you use it? And then she goes, oh, it doesn't work so good. And then so I said, well, I just want to see it. Press it. I just want to experience it because it's cool. You know, it's a self-parking Lexus. When she turns it on, the camera comes on, and the camera's fuzzy as all get. Brand new car. And I'm like, what the hell? So we stop. I go in the back, and I take out into my T-shirt, and I clean the dirt off the camera lens, and so could now let it park, and it parks perfectly. And she's like, oh wow, like, I'm like, idiot, it can't work if your car, the sensors are dirty. So that's probably the simple stuff that they'll eventually be able to fix, but for right now, that's where the problems lie. Things like that, like, you know, with the weather in the mainland hasn't been recently, where there's just like snow and just going insane. I'm assuring a lot of these cars, their sensors are getting whacked up. And that's stuff that will get fixed in time. But I'm just saying, the people can't drive. If you come to Hawaii, Patrice can back me up, but he's not here. He's been here for a minute. People here can't drive for shit. Like, it's horrible. So I think that the self-driving cars will outperform the people when you get to a place like here, which is a highly mixed cultural metropolis, because that's the reason why people.
Everybody. To be honest, Doc, I love cars too. Except the only car I really, really don't like, and I hope you agree with this, is BMWs. What do you think?
Oh, give over.
What? What have I said?
No, I haven't got a BMW, but you're just being, it's racist. There you go. Now, I think that automated cars would be fine. Hold on.
That could be racist. Doc loves BMWs, don't you? I'm right in saying that, aren't I?
There it is. He's showing you the dongle, the quadrants. Bayer Motorworks.
There you go. I knew it. I love BMWs. I used to have a Z3. It's awesome.
Oh, I forgot you had that, yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but the Z4 and Toyota are coming back as the Toyota Supra, which is going to be a wicked car.
Wow.
Well, so Supra always was.
You remember the Toyota Supra? It was I used to have one. It was an insane fast car. So BMW and Toyota are teaming up together to make.
I think the problem that you're going to have with automated cars is that you will get a car that will be doing something. It will. Someone may perceive that they've been cut up by it while you've got people driving in normal cars, and then they will ram it, and then the car will take off, and it'll have a malfunction or whatever, been in an accident. And that'll be the thing that'll be the death of them all the time. That'll be the thing that they can't control. If you took all of the automated cars in, or all the manual cars in, and then just everybody had to have an automated car, yes, absolutely.
Well, you remember the best idea comes from separating the lanes, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
The best ideas come from the automators would be in one lane and self-drives would be in another lane. And that will sort of eliminate that. It'll almost be like the bus lane in some cities or the streetcar. And so that will eliminate that. But also believe that their safety features won't allow them to do that. I mean, in theory. Of course, these things aren't all like fully baked yet. But for technology, I'm assuming that that's going to stop. And I love people who get road rage, pull up, and be like, you cut me off. I'm going to kick your ass. And then I open the door and stand up. And, sorry, man, you got to watch what you're doing. Uh-huh. Sit down. So, yeah. Enjoy that.
Take a back seat, boy.
You got no guns in Hawaii, then? Because you wouldn't be
doing guns.
You wouldn't be doing that in Texas, I promise you.
No, bruh, I'm ex-military. I have no fear of guns whatsoever. Even if they pulled it out, I wouldn't freaking flex because I've had guns held to my face. Most people have them, ain't going to use them. So that's the first thing you got to get out of your head is that fear. And I'll just stare it down the barrel. I was like, yo, I survived Kuwait. I dare you. Go ahead. Try to shoot at me. Take that. But,
all right. Oh, he's looking real like Superman.
Dude, I am not afraid of guns. I think it's funny when people say that, oh, so he might have a gun. I was like, yo, I grew up in New York. Come on. Like, we got the guns taken off of us before homeroom.
Deep Pan says, autonomous car crashes, who's liable? Good question, says Bob Beach. I think that is one of the issues that held me up.
That's going to be the hard one.
Yeah.
That'll be the hang-up in America.
The new 11, iOS 11.3 has hinted at an iPad that's going to have Face ID. So you'll be getting a new iPad Pro, small or large, or and large, which will have a face scanner in it. And there's a little mock-up there, which is...
Now I can't unlock my iPad on the first try either. Awesome.
Yeah, so there you go. Are you struggling with your phone then?
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, Adam's turning into
I've said this before. It is not. It's like Touch ID version 1. It's Face ID version 1, and it needs some tweaking. Almost never do I get it on the first try, and apparently I'm in the minority because every time I say this, everybody else says it works flawlessly for them every single time. Never messes up, but I'm not buying it. I think that's BS. Buy it.
Mine's is flawless, but I think the reason why yours doesn't work is because it reflects up the pastiness. Mine, because I'm so chocolatey and smooth.
Very likely.
Adam, you're too white.
Look, I could unlock my phone from the side. I'm even looking at it. Like, it's unlocked right now. Like, mine is basically fucked.
Doc is chocolatey and smooth, he says.
It does seem to be a little bit better with the last update, but I mean, part of it is my eyes, so I do know that I have to remember. But this is the kind of thing. This is what's frustrating about it, because I shouldn't have to remember this. This shouldn't be a problem. I tend to hold it too close the first time I bring it up, because in the morning I won't have my glasses on, and I have bad eyes, so I got to get it close, and it only works 10 to 20 inches away from your face. So I've got it. I bring it up, it fails, then I've got to move it back. And the problem is with Touch ID, the thing you could do was if it failed, you just put your thumb on the thing again. With Face ID, I've got to turn the phone away from my face so it knows that I'm not looking at it, and then turn it back.
If it knows you're looking at it, does it get embarrassed?
It's not as nice.
If it knows you're looking at it, does it get embarrassed?
And I know I can turn that feature off. I know I can turn off the feature where it doesn't require my attention. And maybe that's what I ultimately need to do. But that reduces a big security piece of it, which is, you know, it doesn't show my notifications when I'm just near it.
I would say, from my personal experience, I think Face ID works for me every time. The thing I find most awful is when I'm driving, I've got it in the little holder. So it's actually obviously in the actual holder. And I have to do something while I'm driving. I know I shouldn't admit that, but I want to do something while I'm driving. And I have to kind of lean over and stare at the phone. I find that so annoying. And also when the phone is just next to me on the city, and I want to just kind of look and see what's happening, and I've got to like peer my head over to put it in direct. So I think the whole angle thing obviously doesn't work. I don't think it's supposed to work like that, but I do find those two instances for me are the most annoying. Other than that, it's flawless. It works every time. I find it annoying having to interact with.
The chat room is diving in. James says, perfect. Bob says, works flawlessly. Pitchfork says, 100% of the time for me. And Deeppan says, Face ID is racist.
So, I don't know. I may retrain it. I may just start the whole
Can you train it up close? Or does it...
Yeah, I don't know. I may just delete it. The problem there is then I've got to reset up all my Apple Pay and all that crap, so I didn't want to do it, but that may be where I'm heading.
Or wait for 11.3 and see what happens. Pretty sure that there will be some fixes in there, but yeah, I agree with James. The car one is messed up, but that's a reminder to me. I use my phone less in the car because you're not supposed to, and I try not to.
I know.
Ooh, shiny object thing pops up, and then you want to look at it. So I've gotten
I've even got a more justifiable one than that. It's the fact that they've knackered the next track on my car, so I have to physically select the next podcast because it plays them in the wrong frigging order, even though I've put it the right way around.
Right.
And it's a mess. So it would be a pain in the ass, and I'm not doing something that's legal. I know that, but I'm sorry, I've got the buttons on my wheel so that I don't have to take my eyes off, and now you've frigged it. Right. Not my fault. Ticket's going to Apple when I get one. Best of luck with that. Presumably wireless charging is coming on absolutely everything as well, says Deeppan. So your new iPad Pro will wirelessly charge. You've got to see the massive pad that you get with the iPad Pro 12-inch, haven't you? And you can drop the pencil on next to it and it'll just wobble on a magnet into place. That'd be super.
You know what's funny is my wireless charger sits on the desk and I swear I have to plug it because my brain hasn't adapted to just throw it on the top of the charger. The other reason why is I have the... 12 South doohickey, so works better. I think it's high rise or something it's called.
Yep,
it works high-rise. Better because it leaves the face looking at me. You know what I mean? My Face ID.
Right.
When I put it in there, my phone is already unlocked because it's standing vertically on that iPhone stand. So it charges and it makes it look at me, so I don't have to complain about the angles, Adam. I don't know. To me, the wireless pad, it was a nice purchase, but I barely use it. I always forget.
Cool. Last story then. Apple is working on a redesign of Books to make it simpler. I thought it was fairly simple.
It is very drag and drop, isn't it? It's just horrible. Like what I remember iWeb being like. You know, you got that top bar with, you know, media and 3D elements, and you just drag it straight in. You know, I used to train people on building books when I was at Apple, and I thought it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, but, it's not like it's Final Cut 7 or anything, is it?
You know why it's good?
Exactly.
You know why it's good? It's the only thing they haven't messed with in like 3 years. Just saying.
Jesus, dude.
Ooh.
There's going to be many.
They need to add new features and stuff like that. I get that, you know, we tweak stuff. But I mean, if you step back and think about it, you know, they haven't really, it worked and they haven't messed with it. You know, and again, being a technology guy, I like all the new whiz bang features and I like updates and I'm willing to kind of put up with some of the bugs and quirks that come along with that. But here's the reality. I have a lot of people in my life who are not technology people and Apple messing with stuff. My wife is still angry about Photos to this day because she knew how everything worked and now everything's completely different and it's messed up and it's frustrating for people who aren't into technology when stuff changes like that, because suddenly their whole world is really turned upside down, you know. And I can come back and understand that, you know. I can have sympathy for that because we're not all like us, right? We're not all into the new features and the new stuff and willing to put up with some of the downsides that come along with that progress.
Yeah. I agree. I think if it's not fixed, if it's not broken, fix it.
Well, with technology, you kind of have to, because then people say you're irrelevant and you're falling behind. And, you know, so, you know, as a company, it's not something a technology company can really, or, you know, most companies these days, everybody's got to move forward. But I can totally sympathize with users who are like, iPhoto worked great for me. I knew how to do everything. I put my photos in there. It did what I wanted it to do. And now you've changed it. And now I don't know how to do anything because everything's, you know, messed up. And, oh, this thing has a little bug and it's not quite working right. And, you know, I can just sympathize with that, I guess is the point. So with the iBooks thing, with our Books thing, Books has been the same for, I forget the last time they did an update to Books, and I think people are comfortable with it and they know how it works and it works the way they expect. And so
iBooks Author is just great. I mean, it's great.
That's what I'm saying. It's pretty simple already.
And you can sort of create some amazing stuff with it. Yes. I've used it a lot. And you can sell them as well. You have to get an ISBN number, I think, for the book if you want to sell it. But still, that's no big deal.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. It's a bit like Pages, you know, the layout mode. Jim, am I right in saying that?
Definitely.
Not a million miles.
Was Pages.
And it's very similar. And it's great that you can embed video and interactive stuff and links and it's immediately available so you can sell it. Well, I think you can give it away for free on the iTunes store, but if you want to earn some money, then you have to get an ISBN number. But I absolutely love it. And Adam, I totally agree with you. You know, it's they haven't changed it and people are confident that it's solid.
What's the problem?
And I also agree with the Photos thing, because I hate the new Photos as well. I just use Aperture. I like Aperture. It's good. I don't know why they quit it.
All Photo libraries are shit.
What? Well, Jim, what are you laughing at?
For the record, I like 90, Photos a lot. I think it is an improvement. Sorry.
The thing about iPhotos was it was about 11 or 12 years old, and so it was getting dated, and it wasn't matching the technology of what the new cameras were. It wasn't just them changing it to be a-hole.
Yeah, it had been 12 years since Apple had destroyed your photo collection and not given you a backup.
Right. So, but I'm saying what happened was the new cameras were doing a lot more with this RAW stuff. You were getting AVC HD, and iPhotos used to try to do video stuff. And you were also getting, they knew where they were going with the new high compression ratios. So the old software, yeah, it worked the way you wanted to work, but it wasn't going to work like that forever. And the biggest problem from a genius standpoint was that it used to store all your photos in one lump in file, which was really, really painful for your hard drive, but even more painful for losing a library. So iMovie UI may have worked. iPhotos UI may have worked, but iPhotos back in was a pain in the ass. As anyone who ever had to support it, ever had to play with third-party plugins like Library Builder or Renamer or, yo, that thing was a monster. So I get part of that complaint, but that's, I also don't get the other half of that complaint, because the new one to me I don't see why it's so hard. It's so simple. It has less buttons. Like, I really don't get it. I don't use it. I use Lightroom. But, yeah, I'm kind of confused with that because I hear that a lot from people. And I think it's just the whole point of, you know, having your stuff move more than they actually, I think, in other words, you put the mental block, so then you can't learn it, so I hate it, versus it's simpler, so I learn how to use it. And so I think most of the complaints are kind of
fair enough. Awesome.
That makes
I would say that iBooks Author, you know, not many people know, you can add a 3D object to the book. It uses the standard .dae. And it's incredible when you're trying to demonstrate things like DNA strands and things like that, just being able to put your finger on that actual screen and move it around. But I've seen some pretty good 3D objects in iBooks. And the fact that you can just drag that model into a book and let it do its thing is genius, really. And I love it for that. It's a good feature.
Excellent. We are 10 years old this year. So we are having a very special bash. It's going to be on the 7th of July, right here in Birmingham. If you would like to buy tickets, they're not on sale yet, but certainly pencil in the date, Saturday the 7th of August, of July. And we've got the curry night on the 6th, then we've got the bash day on the 7th and a curry back at mine afterwards, and then we've got the barbecue day at my place on the Sunday. And it'll be a very special bash. It's the 10th. So get yourself organized, ready for that. If you book a ticket now or book a hotel room now, I think Batwench booked hers 11 months to go. She's keen. And her and Drew have got three nights for the two of them for under 50 quid. So, and the prices are still fairly cheap. So go for it. Get it booked if you possibly can.
How much is your settee, Ewan?
The settee is free, mate. But it's rather crowded. So.
Okay.
Also, if you'd like to support the network, things like the news show only happen because we pay Kyle to do it. So we can't sustain that unless you guys give us donations and subscriptions. We bought the microphones for the bash, and we bought the microphones that are used in the studios now, the wireless ones. We got those out of donations for people. The Mac Minis were bought out of donations from people. So please give us a donation if you possibly can. Go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, and you can give us a monthly subscription of $5, $10, or $20, whatever you can afford. So the lowest level is below a cup of coffee, and the highest level, not even a few minutes watching a pirated DVD on Apple. Please support us if you possibly. This is also supported by UK2. They take all the bandwidth and the hosting and the servers and that kind of stuff for us. Our server would cost us 400 quid a month if we didn't have their support, so we do really need them around. We've got terabytes of storage, which great, cause it means every show we've ever made right the way back, the Bagel Tech Days, right up there. Listen and watch to all. And they provide us with the Not Quite Live channel, which means that there's past shows repeated at random on Twitter with the hashtag BTNL, BTNNQL. So get onto that, lads. And we're going to go do the Hoya thing in the next couple of weeks still. I haven't got an exact date, but I'm going to get my face remeasured, and we're going to do the Uniku experience all over again. And I'm going to have my Uniku glasses. And they are rolling out now to stores. So if you write to podcast@hoya.co.uk and say that BTN sent you, then Mark and the gang up there will sort you out a red carpet experience. Yeah. Time for the cool things. Start us off, Doc.
All right. So I got something that I absolutely love. And it, to me, has been one of the coolest things since sliced bread. This right here is what I have. Try to get the glare out. It's known as a Stream Deck. So you can see right there, I have a record button in the top corner. I have four buttons on the bottom. That was basically to work my slides for when I'm doing my live podcast. But I'm going to show you something really cool. I can set these buttons to do anything. So for instance, I can go on here and say, you know, hey, I want to add a new scene. I want to add a new trick, right? So maybe I wanted to do a screenshot or something of that nature. I can basically go in and just add, you know, a couple of things to my pad, give them their own custom icons, say what they do in the program, and then you'll see without, I don't know if you can see that, there's a BTN button and a Mac Show button.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So like, sort of like Ewan's doing right now, where he switches from myself to Adam to James to the guy on the floor, you know, Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you talked about BMWs. Anyway, so I could press this button right now and say maybe it would switch from my camera to Ewan's camera or from Adam's camera back to my camera. And so it allows me to do basically what are keyboard macros, but it works really great with streaming platforms. And I currently use OSB, which is basically the open source version of Boinks, but it also works with Wirecast, which Ewan's using right now. You can set it up to work things like your live channels on Twitch or YouTube or Discord or whatever you're playing with. It also, because it is basically just replicating a keyboard and it has an infinite number of buttons, because you can make a button a folder. So when you press that, it'll another brand new 16. So yeah, it's a really cool display. It costs $150. It's known as the Elgato Stream Deck. Let me send it doing real quick, but quite amazing. And you know that it's off the hook because it's Elgato anyway. And when it comes to this kind of stuff, see what they're doing.
Yeah, they did do it.
It
right.
Has literally been one of the coolest things I've bought, because I used to always press the wrong button when I'm trying to do super irritating. Anyway, cool. $150, customizable is all get out, and really, really easy to operate. If you're not like a Photoshop guy to draw your own buttons, it has a web interface that will allow you to create the buttons and whatnot as you need it. But Stream Deck from Elgato is
nice.
Excellent. Good chat. Adam, what have you got for us?
This may be a duplicate pick. I have this sneaking suspicion that Doc may have picked this. But I finally took the plunge and got some wireless chargers for my iPhone in my iPhone 10. And the reason I did that was there was a great deal. I got a coupon from like 9 to 5 or something on these little Anker PowerPort wireless chargers. So it's just a little tiny puck like that. And they're normally about $18 US. This is the older, like 5-watt version, so it's not the fast charging one, but I got them for $12 a piece on a discount. And they're not perfect. You know, you kind of have to hit the target a little bit right. But the thing was, is at that price, I got two of them, and I may get some more if I can get them at a deal again, so that they're all over the house. So really, I'm kind of picking it because one, it's Anker, so the quality is good. It did come with a cable, did not come with a wall charger. And I just noticed that they are selling the 12-watt one with the wall plug for about $22. So you may want to get that one if you want the fast charging and you want to have all the bits to plug in, because even at $22, that's a pretty darn good deal on these. And you can get them at Amazon or through Anker Direct, and I'll throw a link in the show notes. But yeah, it's a nice little wireless charger. And again, the great thing about it was I got them at $12 a piece. So if you watch for discounts, they tend to have a lot of discounts and coupon codes online. I don't have one right now because I think the one I used is expired, but just keep an eye out. And it's a nice little charger.
Excellent. The show notes that Adam's referring to is if you go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat and navigate to the 26th of January, you'll see all the links that we've been putting in and all the chat that's gone in the chat room with people for this this show. What have you got for us, Will?
If you've ever sort of said yes to an interview and you get on the train and stuff like that, and you're heading up north or down south or whatever, it makes sense sometimes to take best use of the time you've got. And internet on trains is notoriously rubbish. So what you want to do is be able to look at the company that you're going to and check out their website and sort of learn everything about them. This obviously could be used for anything. So you want an offline copy of their website. This doesn't work with WordPress, but it does work with sort of traditional, normal sort of websites. And it's a free application for the Mac, and it's called Site Sucker. Okay. And that's it. And so it sucks.
The whole Web HTML stuff down.
Yeah.
How successful is it at getting it all, though?
It's very good. Yeah. Yeah. Even downloads, everything. So it sucks down the whole site, and it puts it on your desktop as a folder, and then you can sort of browse it offline, and I use it all the time. It's free. There is a paid copy if you go to the App Store, but if you do a Google on it, you can download a copy from their site for nothing. It's not the latest version, but it's, to be honest, I can't tell the difference anyway. So, I mean, it does one thing, and it takes down the site and puts it locally on your computer.
Excellent.
It's great.
Good copy. Yeah.
Can I add a little tip to that for folks?
No.
Who don't know this?
Of course you can. Jesus.
Reader, which is built into Safari and built in on your iOS device, you have the reading list that you can throw things into. That does mm-hmm. have an option to make stuff in your reading list available offline as well. So it's not good if you need a site that's like has a lot of images that you want to look at and things like that. But just for articles or things that you may want to read, that's a handy little thing too that's built in.
Christian is picking on me now. This is twice now he's doing this to me. That I've come out with great picks and you've shot them down in flames.
I'm not shooting it down. Your pick is absolutely great. I'm saying here's another tool people can use for the same issue.
Yeah, but you're stealing my thunder.
Yours is better because this one's not going to pull down the full website. Reader doesn't pull down the full website. It just pulls down the content. So it just depends on what your use case is.
There you go. Adam is on your side, mate.
Yeah.
Probably sorted that out. James, what have you got for us, mate?
I've got a bit of fun. We need a bit of fun, don't we?
We do.
I love music, and this is called Song Pop 2, and it is just brilliant. I have been using this for about a month. So it's Song Pop 2, Guess the Song. And basically, it just marries you up with people from around the world. And you can log in with Facebook and all that sort of stuff. It's free with the occasional advert, which I don't mind. And the idea is you've got like 10-second snippet of a song. You just tap it. So it gives you multiple choice of what the song's going to be. And you just tap the one you think it is, and it scores your points. And basically, you get 5 songs per game. And it's brilliant. It knows where you are, obviously, location-wise, because it matches you up with other people who are playing it that's local. But you can also challenge your friends. And what I like about it is I can challenge somebody on Facebook who I do know. And it'll play the songs now, and then it'll send it to them. And when they're ready and they play, it'll notify me when they've actually played. And I love it because you've got like 80s stuff, Michael Jackson. The more you play, the more you unlock different songs. And again, it's all free at this point. And it's just beautifully done, really. I just love the sort of cartoony 2D graphics. And I was sitting in the car today. My friend was doing some shopping, which I was helping her with. And I just sat in the car and thought, I'll just have a quick go at this. And it's amazing. You find yourself singing along. But what's really good is if you it plays the 10 seconds of 5 songs, it actually shows you the playlist afterwards. So if you think, God, I've not heard that song in ages, it actually links it to Apple Music, which means you can obviously then add it to a playlist later on, which I think is a really good caveat for the app. So there is Song Pop 2. Have some fun when you sit in the car waiting for your spouse or whoever it is to do the shopping.
Excellent, mate. Good one.
Cool. I've totally got that image now.
Which happens,
Jim,
a lot.
I know exactly where you are.
You know
sitting
it, right?
In the car. I'm not going to mention the supermarket. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Le supermarché.
I don't remember if it was James or whoever mentioned that week, but I downloaded Rutherford and Fry, and I listened to the episode about earworms, like the songs that get stuck in your head, because I have an extremely bad problem with that. Like whatever was the last thing I heard is stuck in my head all day, whether I like the song or not. And it drives me crazy because I'll find myself singing Bieber or Britney and I can't stand that. But I can't help it. And so it was really interesting to find out why it was there. And part of their explanation was to explain the, what's the word when we came from cavemen? The evolutionary reason as to why that earworming sort of works. But I was killer. So whoever recommended Rutherford and fry.
You're going to hate this, mate. You're going to hate this. It was Muller.
Why?
It was Muller that recommended it. That's why you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
Because he's a Birmingham City fan. He gives you shit over Man United.
It's okay.
But he recommended it, yeah. Stephen Fry's daughter. There we go.
That's right.
Michael Thing.
Funny to listen to it on high speed too.
Michael Thing, do you get an earworm after it afterwards? Michael Thing, I recommended this last night on the Big Show, and I'm going to do it on the Mac Show as well, as just because I know a few of you don't listen to the Big Show, and you should. It's a great show, and it was hilarious last night. But my cool thing that I want you to make sure you get is Image Resizer. Now, I know how to do image resizing in Automation, and I've written scripts in the past, but I always lose the sodding file, and it's a pain in the ass. And I can't be bothered to sit and rewrite them. And I don't think this is any more difficult than an automated script that's wrapped in a bit of front end. But it's 99 cents, so it's not even worth the thought process of doing it. And you take your images, you drop them in, you tell them the new size that you want, you tell it which folder you want it to put it in, and you click go, and it just does. And it does it beautifully. And there's hardly any loss at all. Righty's setting up a web page for me at 12spacemedia.com, and the images that are on there are massive, and they're all shrunk in this, and the quality's really good, really, really good. So I urge you to get it. If you've got all of your images, you can take everything that you've got, you can shrink it down into a smaller size, and you can use it then to find your stuff really, really easy and quickly. Keyword it properly with very little file. I had a customer who said to me, thanks for all the photos you make, but could you resize them? I'm happy to pay for you to resize them. No worries, I'll send you a bill for them. Took me about 40 seconds. And it's really controllable, really, really good. Where can we get a hold of you, Doc?
You can find me all over the interwebs at DOCROCK. Of course, on Solid FM, my regular podcast, and so far we have shot two of our little tech support kind of help podcast. Jerome and I will shoot the next one live on Sunday night. I'm currently pacing them on YouTube until we package them up sweetly and get all the kinks ironed out. They're just the test runs, but please take a look at it and throw us any feedback. That's it.
Excellent, mate. Good one. Adam, where are you?
As always, at maccast.com, Maccast on iTunes, Maccast on all the social medias, and over at the iOS show at theiosshow.com.
Excellent, mate. William.
Well, BritishMac.com. The next free version is out on the full moon, which is the last day of this month. Bizarrely.
Excellent.
31st. It's going to be so good, you'd be an idiot. You will kick yourself not for listening to it.
Good.
It really is that good.
Excellent, mate. Superb. Looking forward to it. And James, where are you, mate?
Yeah, you can find me at Twitter at James Rickards. That's RICKARDS. James Rickards on Twitter. That's it for now.
And this is the reason you shouldn't switch off at the end of the podcast. We're back again next week on Friday as normal, but both shows are being recorded on Friday. Of next week, Friday the 2nd. And the following week, they're both going to be recorded on Friday as well. But the Mac show will be an hour later. It'll be on the 1700, 5 p.m. On British time. Because I've got to go to my cousin's funeral at lunchtime in Taunton. So I've got to make sure I can get back from that.
Before we totally hang up, one thing about this full moon that's coming up, Will, that makes your show extra special.
Yeah.
It's a super moon, a blue moon, and a blood moon, all at the same time.
All at the same time.
Super blue blood moon.
Wow. There you go, mate.
And you know
that is pretty good. Adam, here's a cunning bit of trivia when it comes to moons. If you grow apples, the best time to pick the apple is on a full moon. Because for some reason, the apple retains more moisture and will last a lot longer in storage.
Cool.
That's my cool podcast. That's my cool Apple pick.
I was worried that was worried for a second that that was going somewhere that ended up on Will's arse Twitter account.
Deep Bun in the chat room wants to know if it's a sausage moon too.
Well, it could be, I suppose. That'd be a crescent.
My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
I didn't have a heart attack.
Good man.
It was close.
I didn't make that up. That is a true bit of trivia.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt but, at all.
It's lovely to have
I never doubted that you
yeah, get the apple pick.
So just
because they're picking apples.
So for me, that all went really well. Apart from you all seem to fade in and out. I guess that's my bandwidth, isn't it?
Could be, or it could be just the noise suppression thing on your end. But yeah, I've got to say, boys,
popping in and out.
Mate, I've got to say, Discord. I think we won't be using Skype anymore, will we?
Oh, I'm happy to jump on it.
I'm happy, most definitely. We are now a Discord network.
Woohoo!
I think it's... Whoa.
Whoa? What's that, whoa? You think it's what, Adam? Hello?
I lost my audio.
Well, at least you did after the show.